experience. So, what can I do for you?
So, what was it like acting opposite a human playing a dog?
Convincingly playing a dog, yes, that that human was, and it was fun. I mean, I hadn't imagined quite how it was going to work. It seemed a little weird, but Terry Notary, who stood in for the dog, is an accomplished actor and a gifted Cirque du Soleil gymnast. So he developed the skill to move like a dog, and to help everyone organize their eye line where they were looking. And for me also, I had the opportunity to create an emotional relationship with the character that Terry Notary was playing. Mm-hmm. And we crossed some biological lines to get there, but it became second nature, and did feel a little funny at first to be scratching him behind the ears, but he got over it, and so did I. It was very, very useful.
Could you talk about, as an environment activist, what inspired you to work with this project?
Well, I didn't take the project as an environmental activist. I took the project as a father, as a member of a family. It was a story that I thought would be that would make a good family film. And the character really was developed beyond the character's presence and in the book, to have a story that paralleled in many ways Buck's story. And while Buck is gaining the courage to accept the call of the wild, if you will, John Thornton is finding the courage to go back and assume his domestic responsibilities, to go back and face the complications of his life, which sadly he doesn't get the chance to do, but the resolution is there in context of the relationship to Buck. I thought that was important and interesting, and that was something we developed in the script as we went, as you know, before we started. It was one of my ambitions for one of our early rewrites, is to strengthen that and to focus that story. Certainly my disposition towards nature is a part of my personality, but I didn't use that to motivate my choice of the film. I just thought it was going to be a good movie, be a good character, be an interesting challenge.
It was also a very gorgeous film. What was your favorite scene to film from it, and why?
Oh, I don't know that I can say that I have favorites. Every day, you know, you struggle with problems. It's, you know, for people that are making a film, it's largely we do all of our work ahead of time. And then we get there and we find we still have a lot of problems to solve. How do we motivate a move from one place to another? What's a behavior that's going to generate this kind of feeling that we need? Why isn't this word line working? Is it a rhythm thing? Is there a word or two that's missing or needs to be removed? I mean, it's problem solving all day long, and that's fun for me. That's fun. It's a challenge. And you do that in collaboration. That's what makes it even more enjoyable for me.
The connection.
Yeah.
And real life, what can you say you learned from Buck?
From Buck. Well, I mean, Buck is an example of an indomitable spirit. He is an invention. But that spirit is in all of us. It's in nature. The will to live, the will to reproduce, the will, you know, the urge to reproduce. The, you know, your biological destiny, and the inexplicable fate that awaits you, the mystery of it all.
So what's your spirit animal?
What's my spirit animal? I don't know that I have. I know that this is a casual question, but it would.
Yeah.
In order to answer it, I would have to think about it.
So, at this point of your life, what motivates you, or accept or reject a project?
The what motivates me is what has always motivated me: the opportunity to. Wrestle with an intellectual problem, to take on a challenge without knowing, you know, if it's going to work, but investing in it with others and trying to make it work. I love telling stories. I love hearing stories. I think stories are very important to our lives, and the stories we tell ourselves are very important. The choices we make about the kind of stories we want to hear. And storytelling is a service occupation. And if you want certain kinds of stories, you'll find them if they're important enough to you. I mean, they can be scratched on the wall of your cave as originally stories were told, pictographs in ancient times. But the stories are really important, and some of the stories we hear today are frauds. This is a positive story about courage, spirit, commitment, affinity, empathy, and the power of nature.
What other stories would you like to see in the movie screens?
You know, I don't think in a vacuum. I feed opportunistically. I've had the great luck of having, over the years I've had more than my share of opportunity, but I don't have I haven't got a plan. My plan is to do the best I can with each job that comes my way. And then reflect on that and go do something else.
As we think about the relationship the character John has with Buck, in real life, do you have a fond moment or memory with an animal in your life?
Yeah, I've probably had a dozen dogs in my life over my lifetime, which has been considerable. And all of them have been important to me. I don't have any, what comes to mind is the passing of our 14-year-old dog 2 summers ago. Kita. Thanks. I needed that.
you're an adventurous person, right?
Well, I don't know.
You don't consider yourself adventurous?
Within limits.
Yeah.
What are the most memorable or crazy adventures you think you've taken in life that you can talk to us about?
We just came back from we like to take family trips and see not just cities but cultures and nature and things that we are unfamiliar with. And so we've took a 12-day family trip with some friends on the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
12 days, no cell phones.
Mm.
No outside news, no contact with your life, except the life that's right in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. The power, the majesty of nature, the geology expressing age and drama. And it's just it's fantastic. And just came back from a diving trip with my son and my wife in Bonaire, which is off the coast of Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
underwater, seeing the incredible natural world, and seeing, damage to the reefs caused by fertilizer that flows off golf courses and lawns and bleaching of coral because of the warming ocean. But you're seeing the majesty of nature. You're seeing the force of life. To me, God and nature are the same thing. It's the you can assign names to it. You can create valuable stories around it. But it also, both of them, the essential thing is that it's the beauty, the power, the majesty of the intricate relationships between living things that is inexplicable without either God or nature.
It's the force, if you will.
Which is your new project?
My new project is likely to be Indiana Jones, another Indiana Jones film.
Yeah.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
Harrison, what did you learn from The Call of the Wild?
Huh?
What experience did it give you?
The experience of working with a group of talented people that I'd never met before, working together to bring something to life, of value to other people. The pleasure of my life is to continually be in the presence of challenges that the material and my own ambition makes for me. Because that challenge, that friction, that need to be useful to the process, to perform, as it were, perform into the small p, not show off, but to actually, be there working and accepting the ideas from other people and just the work.
Yeah.
Work.
work is good.
Mm-hmm. Is there any character or any genre that you'd like to do that you didn't do yet?
I don't think in terms of genre or character. I think of the character in context of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care much about the genre. I don't care much about the... but I care a lot about what the story says. And then I want to find ways that that character can be useful in the telling of that story. Sometimes actors think about them as separate. I don't.
Mm-hmm. How do you hope this story inspires people to be better, to do more?
Through the, I think that, you know, any emotional exercise, any opportunity to be, to experience your common humanity with other people that you don't know, that don't look like you, that don't act like you, that think other things, that live other places, that are a different color or a different instinctual behavior. That's what makes us human. That's what reminds us that we're not, it's not just about us. It's about all of us.
Harrison, you're not into the Oscars or regular stuff that our actors, you know, are pay attention to. Do you see acting more as a responsibility, or what else?
I think
you
of it as
done?
A job,
okay.
As a great job. I mean, who gets to do this shit? It's nuts. It's crazy. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Were you glad that, I mean, usually you have to go to a remote location?
I mean, no, not the luckiest guy. Brad Pitt is the luckiest guy.
So usually you have to go to remote locations to shoot films, but you stayed in your own backyard. Was that a nice touch? I mean, it looked beautiful. I thought it was shot in on location.
Yeah, I thought it was too. Because I was in the car for an hour and a half trying to get through the traffic,
right.
Even though it was only 24 miles away. But... yeah, it's a, you know, it's a, that's a rare circumstance.
Mm.
I love traveling to places and seeing the world, and I've had the opportunity to do that. But I hadn't really spent much time in Santa Clarita, and it has its own virtues.
What
is your favorite part of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I am.
How was your experience in Mexico?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I like being home, but I also, it's very exciting to see things you haven't seen before, smell things you can't identify, see cultures that you haven't participated in. I mean, the traveling's fantastic. I enjoy it.
How was your experience in Mexico the last week?
It was fantastic, except that Mexico City has got to stop. This traffic. It's got it crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But the people are... I mean, this insane issue that we're having with immigration in Mexico is just... beyond comprehension. It's a false narrative that we're being sold. And when it's so easy to see through what's being done, what's being foisted on us.
Mm.
And the Mexican people, it's a beautiful culture. It's a wonderful place to be. I love Mexico.
Good.
And I love
Thank
Mexico.
You,
I'm afraid that's.